Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Now that five state worker unions have decided to proceed with concession talks as a single unit, the question remains, with the clock ticking down, will concessions be agreed upon in time to avoid major layoffs, which is the state's backup plan if negotiations fail? To talk about that, I'm joined by Cindy Estrada. She's the vice president at UAW. Welcome to the program, Cindy.
Thank you.
Now, one thing that the Snyder administration has clearly shown is that once they've outlined a plan, they won't hesitate to execute. With layoffs looming and $145 million in concessions being demanded from the unions, is it just a matter of deciding how the unions will absorb these cuts?
You know, one thing our position as a coalition that's doing coordinated bargaining is that we agree that we want to help the state and that there's huge inefficiencies in the state. And so we're coming together because we feel that we have a new solution for the state of Michigan. We believe that if the governor sits down with us, there's a lot of ways that frontline workers have come up with to save money that will be real structural changes in the state, not just short-term fixes.
Before we get to some of those solutions, I want to ask you if there's a real difference in the tone of the negotiations this year as compared to previous ones, and is that one of the reasons why the five unions are deciding to negotiate together?
I think we've decided to negotiate together because we realize and have realized for a long time that we can't keep coming to workers and to citizens to fix the state problems in terms of monetary money, that there's bigger problems, there's structural problems in the state. And just to give you an example, we have a management worker ratio. It's 5.8 workers to every one management. In other states, they have 11-to-1 ratio, 20-to-1. If we just change one management person in the state, took one away, that would save $75 million. So we need to look at more longer-term solutions on how we are more effective in the state instead of taking it away from middle-class workers.
In terms of having less managers, what evidence is there that the current ratio should be increased? I mean, isn't there a potential that a 6-to-1 ratio or so is just about right for work to be done properly?
No, and that's what the new solution report shows, is that it's actually inefficient, that if we included workers more in helping with issues in the state, it doesn't take more management. It takes more collaboration. We saw that, we're in big three bargaining right now. It was the same thing in Ford, GM, and Chrysler. It was when management, together with the workers, looked at how they solved structural problems, mm-hmm. that things begin to change. And we want to do the same thing in the state. It's been long enough that we've had these inefficiencies. Let's work together and fix them.
Well, you've been quoted as saying that part of the problem is that management isn't listening. And with their jobs being threatened, aren't unions likely to receive absolutely no cooperation from managers on the idea of reducing their numbers?
Well, a lot of the management came from the workforce, and so there's opportunities for them to go back into, jobs. We're not saying fire management. I think there was a misunderstanding when I said managers aren't listening. I think managers, sort of middle management would say the same thing, that there's inefficiencies in the state and let's work together. What we need is, like any company at the top, we need the willingness to say, let's sit down and look at longer-term solutions. We don't want to kick the can down the street. We could give them $300 million, but $300 million is not going to fix the problem. They'll be back next year. The problem is there's structural problems. Just to give you an example, $1.1 billion in privatized contracts. We have, we should look at those. Are they cost effective? Can it be done cheaper in the state? When workers who do the job every day can sit across the table from management and say, let's work together and solve the problem, how we can make government more efficient, I know we can do that and we can save millions of dollars.
I'm talking to Cindy Estrada, vice president at UAW. The UAW Local 6000, representing 17,000 workers, is currently involved in contract negotiations and concessions talks with the state. Cindy, the issue of outside contractors and the fact that over $1 billion is spent on their services, are they paid significantly more than state workers?
No, in fact, if you look at studies, and Governor Snyder himself would say this, if you're comparing apples to apples, then what they did is they don't account for in the studies that they've shown so far that the public sector workers, when you look at their education, and you compare the education level, I mean, in fact, public sector workers in the state are making less. And so when you do the right comparison, you'll see that public sector is not making more than private sector.
And in terms of what needs to be done, is it the union's position then that that contracts should be trimmed by 10% or so?
What we're saying is that if they're going to look at workers, you know, pitching in the shared sacrifice, then we have to look across the board, and that includes the contractors as well. I believe we have solutions. The workers on the front line have solutions on how to make it better for everyone. And I know Governor Snyder's interested in that, too. It's just we have to sit down and say, this is a priority, and let's make it happen now. We can't wait.
Well, that's certainly a major factor, the fact that there's so little time left. I mean, you're talking about some big structural changes that some would say should take months of time to consider the consequences of. Aren't we looking now at 3-4 weeks of time where decisions need to be made before at least the state needs to send out its layoff notices if they are going to proceed with that?
And, you know, isn't that sad that when taxpayers who pay for the services in the state as well as the citizens that receive them, I think we're shortchanging them when we say, you know what, we're just going to look at cutting wages and benefits, not fixing the real problem because we don't have time. I think we need to sit down and we need to take the time to make long-lasting changes and not short-term fixes. And so that's really, it's not an issue of do we want to save the state money. We all do, because in the end of the day, everybody wants to have a job. Everyone wants to, workers who do this, like Department of Human Services, who deal with foster care, they want to make, they do this job because they want to help. So what I'm saying is this is important enough and serious enough in our state that we need to do the harder work, which is finding structural changes instead of these quick fixes.
Now, if the state then rejects some of these ideas and plans, where do you anticipate the $145 million of cuts to come from?
So they haven't said they've rejected them, to my knowledge.
But I'm saying ultimately, because the concession talks involve the unions conceding this amount of money. I mean, it sounds like an alternative.
Tell me this. If they say they want $145 million from workers, yet those workers can show them how they can save $200, $300 million, doesn't that make sense? And that's the part I don't understand. It's like, do we just want to, you know, stick it to workers and to working people, or do we really want to look at saving money? Because if the goal is saving money, which I believe, you know, I'm taking the state at their word, then let's look if we can find a way and not take it out of workers' paychecks, but take it out of inefficient government and make the government more efficient and better services for our citizens, then I guess it really doesn't matter where we get the money as long as we get the money.
Well, let me ask you frankly then, are you optimistic that these types of strategies are actually going to be considered in a thorough way by state officials?
I'm optimistic because it makes sense. When you look at it, it makes sense that if we're contracting out work, is it cost effective, right? The governor was a businessman. He's not going to do anything that's not cost effective. If workers have ideas, he knows from when he ran a business, you know, the workers know the most on how things can run more efficiently. That's how it happened in GM, Ford, and Chrysler. Management and workers sat down to solve problems. When they were trying to do it without the workers, we went into bankruptcy. When workers came to the table, then that changed because they're there every day on the front line. And if there's too much management, then let's make it more efficient. Maybe we don't need as many managers. What we need is more workers to provide better services for the state.
The governor did come from a corporate environment where layoffs are very common, and they're actually one of the ways that businesses kind of execute their business plan sometimes. So when it comes down to it, with concessions on the line and this alternative plan by the state to just proceed with layoffs, do you envision then unions conceding to cuts on their own terms rather than allowing state officials to proceed with the plans they have for layoffs?
You know, what I'm optimistic about is that I believe that, you know, the governor, you know, he's told me personally that he is very excited about the work that management and Ford and workers, how they were collaborating and working together and made a lot of changes in Ford. I'm really optimistic. You know, Governor Snyder is a very smart man, and he does, you know, appreciate the input that workers have. And so I think if we show him a very realistic plan on how we can save, you know, millions and millions of dollars for the state and for citizens ultimately, then I think he's going to look at it. So rather than talk about layoffs, I'm still very optimistic that we have a pretty sound plan, and I just can't see him turning away from that. I think that he's going to embrace that. I'm hoping that.
Understood. In terms of the ideas themselves, they have been around for a while, right? These aren't brand new ideas that state officials haven't heard about.
No, I mean, we've been talking about efficiencies in the state government for a long time, as a matter of fact, but I think that we're in a different time in the United States. I think we're seeing much more collaboration between workers and their management and the successes that it leads to. So I'm hoping that, and we have a governor that, you know, said he believes in that. So I think it has a different ear today than it did before. Because we're in trouble in the state, right? So let's work together and fix this.
UAW Vice President Cindy Estrada, UAW Local 6000, representing 17,000 state workers, currently negotiating with the state on potential concessions. Thank you for joining me, Cindy.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You are listening to 1320 WILS.